From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. South Korea's in battle president says she'll resign if parliament comes up with a plan for the safe transfer of power. Park Geun-hye's stunning announcement Tuesday comes after massive protests that have called for her ouster amid a mounting scandal. Opposition parties have been closing in on an impeachment motion against her, and even her allies in the conservative ruling party have called for her to honorably step down rather than face impeachment. She had previously been rejecting calls to leave office and dismissed prosecutors' claim that she colluded with a confidant who allegedly manipulated power from the shadows and extorted companies to amass an illicit fortune. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claim that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. Trump claims he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if it weren't for millions of people who he said voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for that claim. Wisconsin Election Commission Chairman Mark Thompson doesn't like that suggestion.
I think it's most unfortunate that the president-elect is claiming that there's huge problems with our system, and that's feeding what I call this conspiracy theory.
The Wisconsin's Elections Commission agreed Monday to do a recount of the presidential ballots from the recent election. But Green Party candidate Jill Stein, who petitioned for the recount, actually sued the agency after it refused to do the recount by hand. Stein also suing the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to get a similar recount in that state. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump met with another possible candidate for Secretary of State Monday, former CIA chief and retired General David Petraeus. Before leading the CIA, though, Petraeus was top U.S. commander in Iraq and led NATO forces in Afghanistan. He was forced to resign from the CIA in disgrace after leaking classified information to his biographer with whom he was having an affair. Despite Petraeus' past, Trump tweeted that he was very impressed with the retired general. A Somali student at Ohio State University drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians Monday, got out and began stabbing people with a butcher knife. 11 people were wounded, and one student was caught up in the confusion over the incident.
I was walking to the library before class, and I was walking down 15th, and the first alert didn't really say anything. It just said, stay safe, run, stay, hide. And then a couple minutes later, we got a report that there was an active shooter on campus.
The attacker, identified as Abdul Razak Ali Artan, was shot and killed by police who considered that incident a terrorist attack. Artan was a student at the school. He was about 20 years old. Cubans lined up in Havana's Revolution Square Monday to pay their last respects to Fidel Castro. Memorial services began early Monday after 21 gun salutes sounded simultaneously in the capital and in the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro started the Cuban Revolution in 1953. The government has declared a 9-day period of mourning. The 90-year-old former communist dictator died Friday after a long illness. An airplane with 72 people on board, including players from a Brazilian soccer team heading to Colombia for a regional tournament final, has crashed on its way to Medellin International's airport. And the mayor, Federico Gutierrez, said that it is possible there are survivors. He said ambulances and rescuers were on their way. It is not clear what caused that crash. Tajikistan has revoked the accreditation of 6 radio journalists working for the U.S. government-funded broadcaster Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. The suspension came after RFERL refused to remove from its website a report on the appointment of Tajik's president's daughter to a senior foreign ministry position. The Tajik service had reported that the president's daughter had been appointed as a deputy head of the Department of the Foreign Ministry based on confirmation from a ministry official and the ministry's website. Similar reports appeared in local and regional media outlets. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.